Hi, I'm Abby Hall, and today we're going to be discussing Edward Gibbon Wakefield. Though not an economist by trade, Wakefield was a very influential British politician who played an integral part in the founding of several colonies and whose ideas would influence both his contemporaries and future economists. Edward Gibbon Wakefield was born in 1796 and died in 1862. He played a key role in the colonization of Australia and New Zealand. His most influential work, A View of the Art of Colonization, was published in 1849, and it's this book that we'll be discussing mostly today. Wakefield's theory of systematic colonization started with the premise that England was overcrowded and suffered from excess capital, which would result in overproduction if it was invested domestically. Simultaneously, Wakefield believed that the labor market in England's colonies were chronically understocked. What's further is that Wakefield argued that the price of land in the colonies was so low that even those of relatively limited means would be able to afford it. It followed for Wakefield that if laborers could own their own property, they would prefer to work for themselves than for a wealthier landowner. So this preference for self-sufficiency, combined with the cheap price of land, would harm societal welfare because the dispersed land would limit the gains from the division of labor, which would otherwise occur if land was more expensive. It was from this premise that Wakefield argued for the government to take an active role in allocating land in order to take advantage of a superior division of labor relative to what would occur naturally given the circumstances in the colonies. So specifically, Wakefield concluded it would be necessary for the government to prevent the broader population from owning property. His solution was for the government to initially own the land and then sell it within the colony at an artificially high price. He referred to this as a sufficient price, although it should be noted that he never actually defined this. He tried to in a couple different places, but never gave a formula or any type of direction as to how one would go about setting this sufficient price. But the goal of the price would be to prevent those without excessive wealth from owning land. So Wakefield thought that this would prompt the poor immigrant population to offer their labor to wealthier landowners. So by keeping the colonists as laborers, the sufficient price would ensure the adequate centralization of land and an effective division of labor. The result would be increased capital investment, efficiency, and economic growth. Wakefield further proposed that the price of the land paid to the government would generate the financing for further immigration. So this cycle would allow the excess population and capital of England to be relieved while simultaneously increasing the prosperity of those in England and in the colonies. As I noted at the beginning of the video, Wakefield was not an economist by trade, but it's important to note that his ideas influenced economists of his time and economists in the future. Most notably, Wakefield's ideas were incredibly influential to John Stuart Mill. Mill would take many of Wakefield's ideas, expand upon them, and would later come to the conclusion that empire and colonization was of a net benefit to England and to the colonies. Also interestingly, the first volume of Das Kapital by Karl Marx drew and expanded upon the ideas of Wakefield's theory of systematic colonization. So Marx noted that Wakefield's scheme of colonization required the separation of people from land in order for the capitalistic markets to develop. So it followed directly for Marx that workers were systematically expropriated by the capitalist colonial system. This exploitation prevented the working class from demanding wage increases and better conditions from the landed classes. Marx further proposed that these observations were proof of what he termed the chimera of free contracts between independent actors in the labor market, and concluded that the capitalist system of private property rights rests on the exploitation of the working class. So it's very clear that Wakefield's ideas had a very far-reaching impact. If you would like more information on Edward Gibbon Wakefield, a simple Google search will yield quite a few different results, some of which will focus on his influence in Australia and New Zealand, others of which will focus more on his political career in Great Britain, and still others will focus on the material that we've covered here today. You can actually read Wakefield's book, A View of the Art of Colonization, at the link provided. If you are looking for a more general bibliographic reference, again, Google will connect you to a few. This one on your screen by Pretty provides a good overview and is one that I would recommend to start. Thanks for listening.